From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says the Cash for Clunkers automobile trade-in program has been successful beyond anybody's imagination. He says auto dealers do not need to worry about getting reimbursed by the government for vehicles they sold under the program. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Transportation Department says the program will end on Monday. That news comes on a day when dealers have voiced worries about whether they'll get the $4,500 per car allotment, having already passed that savings on to customers. Appearing on Talk Radio's Michael Smirkanis show, Mr. Obama said the reimbursements can't be rushed through.
This program's only been going on for a few weeks, and we have hired three times as many people to process this stuff as we originally had. There has not been extraordinary delays on the U.S. government's part.
But the president said dealers will get their money, adding that the backlog is a good problem. It means lots of sales. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
There's a hurricane watch up for Bermuda. Hurricane Bill is more than 450 miles south of the island and about 900 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Bill's lost a little strength, but it's still extremely powerful. Top winds are about 120 miles per hour. The storm is not expected to strike the U.S. mainland. Instead, forecasters predict Bill will turn northwards and pass between Bermuda and the east coast of the U.S. and head north toward Canada. The federal government has released new guidelines for managing swine flu at colleges and universities around the country. It's recommended that students self-isolate themselves in dorms, and it doesn't call for schools to close unless there's a severe outbreak. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When swine flu arrived in the U.S. last spring, a number of universities saw students fall ill, but unlike at primary and secondary schools, there were virtually no reports of colleges closing. The new recommendations urge colleges to continue on that course. Students should wash their hands and cover coughs. The government urges students who do fall ill to return home if possible. When it isn't, students should stay in their dorm rooms until they are fever-free for 24 hours. Many schools already make the regular flu vaccine available to students and hope to distribute the swine flu vaccine once it becomes available in the fall. Last spring, some public gatherings were canceled on campus. The government now says that step should be only necessary if the outbreak and symptoms appear severe. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The World Health Organization is warning governments to continue their preparations for the H1N1 swine flu. It's expected to show up in much greater numbers in the Northern Hemisphere this fall and winter. A senior WHO official told a gathering of health officials in Beijing the flu could spread quickly. The WHO's lead official on the flu is trying to determine the best way to get swine flu vaccine to different countries. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Election officials in Afghanistan are counting votes, but it will be a few days before preliminary results are known from the presidential election. Officials do know voter turnout was low in southern and eastern Afghanistan. That's where incumbent President Hamid Karzai is expected to do well, and he's already claiming victory, although no results have been released. So is his opponent. Lutherans are expected to vote today on whether to allow people in same-sex relationships to serve in ministry. Leaders and lay people in the Lutheran Church in America took a step in that direction on Wednesday. That's when they approved a social statement on human sexuality. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Wednesday's vote laid the theological foundation for allowing gay clergy someday in the future. It required a two-thirds vote and barely squeaked by. Today's vote requires only a majority, but it would immediately discard the ban on ministers who are in committed same-sex relationships. For the past 2 years, the church has had a variation of don't ask, don't tell, in which some ministers admitted to their bishops they were in gay relationships, and the bishops opted to do nothing about it. Conservatives say the Bible does not condone same-sex relationships, but if they lose, they say they will not leave the church. They want to create their own, more orthodox synod within the Lutheran denomination. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The first secretary of the Homeland Security Agency says he felt pressure to boost the national threat level just before the 2004 presidential election. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says he objected and the threat level was not changed. His assertion has been challenged by former National Security Advisor Francis Townsend, who says politics never played a role in the threat level. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.